Welcome to the Level Up Podcast with Trevor and Sherry. Today on episode 11, we are talking about how to stay top of mind.
Hey everyone, it's Trevor.
It's Sherry.
And we're here for another one of our Whiteboard Wednesdays on a Friday.
Yes, we had a lot going on this week.
It was a jam, but we didn't want to go the week without putting up a video. So wanted to say hello to everyone, and we have some really exciting things that we wanted to share today.
Yeah, today we just want to talk about how to stay top of mind with clients. So we know right now is a really difficult season for a lot of businesses, obviously, and a lot of people don't feel like they have maybe the disposable income, but here's the thing. It will turn eventually, and when it does, you want to be on the minds of your potential clients or customers and get their money, essentially.
Yeah, and though business might be slow for some, there are others that are killing it in business right now, and they need to, whatever it is that you're providing. We provide marketing solutions. I do websites. Sherry does social media. We both do some consulting, so there's lots of people that need this, but no matter what your business or industry that you're in, there are people that are killing it in that industry. You just have to find out how they're doing it, and you want to make sure that you're staying at the top of mind above all your other competitors with the clients that can give you money.
Exactly. So our first tip is simple. Be useful.
Yes.
So this is what we call the give economy. It's when you're giving people the know-how that they need to do. So for us, we're often doing these Whiteboard Wednesdays where we're giving you guys like, hey, here's some tips. Last week was about sales. This week is about how to stay top of mind. Next week, who knows? Maybe it's about SEO. We're always giving information.
Yeah, if you're a gym, we have a gym client. Right now she's utilizing the power of the social media and sharing things and going online and showing people how that they can stretch at home and how they can do things differently. We have people who own restaurants that are going online that are showing people, hey, here's how you cook something. Be useful. Help people out. It is, like Sherry just said, the give economy. People are there. They're sucking up all of this information. If you can be the person that's useful for them, then you're staying top of mind with them.
Exactly. So. And the thing is, most people go on the internet either to be entertained or for educational purposes. So while you're there, provide the education, get them the information they need, and you will be the one they think about when it's time to maybe join the gym, you know, if they need a marketing team, whatever it is, they'll think of you.
Yeah, we use the internet. Our clients use the internet the same way we do, to get information and to entertain.
Exactly.
So as they're looking for, right now, entertainment, be that entertainment. And then when they're looking for information, you want to be top of mind, as Sherry said.
Exactly.
Now, as you are being useful, one of the things that you want to do is you want to mix it up. You want to be flexible. And I don't know if we said this. These are the three B's of standing in front of, top of mind of your customer. So be useful, be flexible. What do you think of when it's be flexible?
Flexibility is key as an entrepreneur, in life actually. There's a lot of ways to stand out, but the key is you gotta mix it up. Because if you do something over and over and over and they're expecting that from you, it doesn't pop like it could.
Yeah, it's one thing to be consistent, but it's another thing to broaden that consistency. So if you traditionally just send out postcards once a month to an area, well, how about thinking about getting outside of that space, continue to send out your postcards, but maybe utilize social media, maybe put an ad up, maybe put a billboard up in that area.
Yeah.
Like, just mix it up, because not everyone is going to see you on that one channel that you're using. We really do want to have multiple channels of information and streams going out to that. So,
yeah, we had a friend actually who does cards, and he's like, don't send Christmas cards. Everybody sends Christmas cards. Send a Happy New Year card. It stays longer.
Yep.
And he actually this is funny, because I was skeptical of his business model until he sent me a card, and he went on Facebook, got a picture of, I think it was just me and my husband, and sent us a card for our anniversary. Had nothing to do with business, just like, hey guys, you know, this is year whatever it was, I don't know, 15 or something like that. It wasn't 15, that hasn't even happened yet, some year. And then it was like, thinking of you, hope all is well. And we kept it up, and it's still on our fridge because it was a picture of us. It's not just a card, it's cool because it's a picture. He totally stood up.
And that kind of goes into what our third B is, be memorable.
Be memorable, for sure. That's so, so important. There are so many ways to be memorable. I love this one. So a couple years ago, and it just came up on my Facebook memory the other day, and it made me feel happy again, we were invited, and our spouses, to go to some sort of a gala that someone in our networking group was putting on. Now, it did a couple of things. It made it exclusive. It wasn't like for everyone. He kind of handpicked the people, so we felt fancy. We kind of got dressed up. You know, I did my makeup. He put a suit jacket on.
There
was champagne. There was food. It was kind of in a really nice venue. And it was memorable, so memorable that I took a picture that day. And every year on the date, it comes up, and I think back, and I'm like, man, that was a really fun afternoon.
Yeah, and if it can be memorable enough and you post it, social media does the job of reminding you of how great it was last year.
Yeah, so he's always top of mind because...
Another one is our local car dealership. When you take your car in to get your tires switched over, get your oil changed, or have some sort of mechanical work, they always whip it through their car wash bay. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter what the work is, they whip it through the bay so that when you come at the end of the day to pick up your car, or if you're just hanging out there for the hour while you're waiting for it, you're getting into a spanking, not to say brand new car, but a newly washed car. That does two things for the car dealership. One, everyone that drives off their lot looks like they're driving away in a nice, clean, new vehicle. And two, it makes the person who's driving away feel good. So the next time when you're thinking, hey, I need a $30 oil change, where am I going to go? To the local guy that's going to do the oil change, or to the guy that's going to whip it through his car wash, and it's kind of a twofer.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
You're going to do that. And then, Lee.
Yeah, so we we do this monthly with him, and it's really fun. He basically hosts, again, I think I must be all about like hosting an event.
Yes.
But it's an event.
She's an events person.
And once a month, it's like, say, on whatever Wednesday, we go to a restaurant, and he rents out the back room. He has his signs everywhere, and he buys the apps, we buy our own drinks, and he's constantly just speaking, putting his face out there. No hard sell or anything, but it's just a monthly reminder, and it's fun, and it's memorable.
And he's sharing things that are usually relevant for that month. Now, we haven't been able to go there for the last 3-4 months, but in coming up, hopefully we're going to be able to gather closer to the summertime, but what it is whatever the topical thing is. He's in the income tax, he's an accountant, and all that. So whatever the topical thing with money and government and grants and loans and business are, he talks about that. So he brings people in. Costs him a few bucks, maybe $100, not that much, from a marketing spend. And he has a captive audience for about 20 minutes. And then everyone mingles for the next half an hour after that. So he totally brings people in. So, again, that's another thing about being memorable. And
our favorite one.
The one that we did?
Yes, exactly.
Oh, yes. We did. Here's my prop. A coffee cup. So we had thought we belonged to a... early morning breakfast club, meeting a business club, and Sherry was president last year, I'm president this year, and it's been hard over the last few months, I'm not going to lie, of trying to get people inspired when you can't go out and do anything, it's hard to reach out to business, but we still want to gather. So we just said, you know what, why don't we surprise everyone, take their coffee order, and we're going to drive around, and we want to give everyone a drop off of coffee, because we've been meeting on Zoom, which is okay, but everyone has Zoom fatigue.
Yeah.
And at 7:30 in the morning, it's really Zoom fatigue.
It's very hard.
So it's like, how can we inspire everyone, wake everyone up, and be memorable? So we drove around, gave out coffees.
It was awesome.
It was really good.
And it made everyone's day.
And what we probably were hoping for this, but we were not expecting it. People were taking pictures of their coffee and sharing it on social media, giving us another hit and another kick out there.
Yeah, so it was just a really good way. And I think in the months to come and in the years to come, people are going to be like, hey, remember that time? So
absolutely.
Yeah, we got the initial hit of the social media feedback, so to speak.
Yep.
But I honestly think the payout is going to be when people are like, oh, remember when we were meeting at Zoom? Yeah, but remember that one morning?
Yep.
I honestly think that's going to happen. And that's what you want, those memorable where people think about it. They don't have to think about it 24/7, but just once in a while, you pop into their head.
Yes, or when they think about you, there's something that they think about. So that's about mixing it up, because we do, as Sherry said, we do get on a lot of videos and share information. So we've done that. We do utilize ads on social, on Google. We do send things out. But you know what? We hadn't driven around and given out coffee.
Mm-hmm.
So how do we mix it up? We're hitting them with all these multiple streams. And then we just arrive like angels with coffee at 7:30, a hot coffee at 7:30 in the morning. And that, so it was a win for us. It was a win for the clients as well. They all got coffee delivered to them in the morning, mm-hmm. and it was a fun drive. It took 2 hours. So here's what it was. Here's our investment. Maybe $22 worth of coffee, maybe $5 in gas, and about an hour and 45 minutes of driving around through the city and through the county, and then through a couple of the small towns in the county. Mm-hmm. So very low output on our end, a little bit of time and $20. But the value that came back to us was tenfold.
Exactly, yeah. And again, it's coming back in the future, just like these events we're talking about. The fact that we're even talking about them today, when we said, hey, what's a memorable event? We name four off the top of our heads. Yeah. That goes to show they're on the top of our minds.
Yeah, so again, what you want to do is, as we said, we want to be useful. So share the best stuff, because at the end of the day, when people are looking for information, if you don't have it, they're going to go to Google and they're going to go to YouTube.
Yeah.
And I can tell you this, it doesn't matter how secret you think your information is.
It's not.
It's out there. Google it and go to YouTube and see if someone else has an answer for you. Someone is giving away this information for free. You want to be the Google and the YouTube for your customers. So mm-hmm. be useful, give out great information. Next, be flexible.
Be flexible. You have to change it up. It's just the name of the game. You're not memorable if you do the same thing over and over and over. So put a little spice into it. Ask other people. Try and be creative. Be flexible.
And then be memorable. Do something that is going to have people talking about it over and over again.
And can I just say about be memorable? That might be a bit of a time investment, like this 2 hours, like on Wednesday. That's probably why, part of the reason we couldn't do Whiteboard Wednesday, because that took way longer than we thought.
It was on Wednesday.
It was, yeah. And also, like the gala event we were talking about, that cost that guy coin. That was money. So a lot of times the memorable stuff is really, it's going to come with an investment, but it's worth it.
Yep, and also lease thing, the monthly
exactly,
thing. The car wash, they're paying a kid to drive through that, to do, but they know it's you're paying it forward for continued, because they're not hoping that you come in for an oil change. What they want is the next time you have more damage to your car or you need something fixed on it, that you're going to take it back to them.
Yeah.
That's really what they're paying into. That's what we're paying into. That's what Lee's paying into.
Mm-hmm.
That's what
everyone.
You know, all of our friends, they're paying into, so that in the hopes of the bigger picture is to come. So the three B's to stay on top of mind with your customers, start practicing them. If you have something that you've done yourself that has been unique and you've got a lot of mileage out of it and it was a big win, please share it. We all love to know. We're all about shared intelligence and shared knowledge. So
the give economy, if you will.
The give economy. We'll see you guys next week. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk soon.